kind of right up my alley. So, and yeah, you know, you take something like a French fry and you start to dig into that and, you know, all sorts of things start to sort of open up and reveal themselves. And that's the sort of fun thing about doing something like that.
Nice. And what would you say was the biggest challenge about making the movie?
Oh, you know, trying to fit it all in. I guess that's usually the biggest, you know, challenge in, you know, any sort of documentary. You know, there's just so much about the French fry. And, you know, each region, each part of the world has its own version, has its own, I don't know, journey through our sort of discovery of the French fry. And, you know, it's just like whittling down which parts you're going to actually sort of focus on or keep in the film.
And tell me a little bit about the people that you worked with in this film. I thought that was pretty amazing, too.
What do you mean? Just people in the film or people around
people
the film?
In the film, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we worked with, like Sir Kensington, which was great because they were, you know, they make the condiment that everyone uses on the French fry, and they were trying to really find a way to make a home fry that was as delicious as something in a restaurant, you know, or one that you fry at home from scratch. And it's a near impossible feat. So I really enjoyed watching them sort of make that attempt. And then, again, it's like you take something like the French fry and you start researching it and you find these people that you're always going to find someone who is either like completely obsessed with or collecting things about, no matter what you sort of decide on, you know, subject wise. You know, if it was dumplings, I'm sure we would have been able to find really fun people to chat with. But, you know, the artist Arjen in Holland is just fantastic. Someone who, you know, is really focusing on what I love about the French fry, which is, you know, the sort of sense memory that it has for each individual person. You know, it's like, it's so much part of everyone's childhood. And, you know, I think if you were to talk to anyone on the streets, if you were like, tell me about the French fry or what it reminds you of, they're going to have a story. And so he like sort of builds this entire little weird, you know, art project around just that, you know, nostalgia and memory and all those sort of wonderful things. And then, you know, again, talking about collectors, you know, the, you know, Mr. Henry in Belgium, who's like turns his home into a French fry museum. It's like, you know, I just love sort of finding people like that in the world. They make me happy that they exist. And, you know, they have that sort of thing in their life. And that then they share it with us. So, you know, I just like, you know, I just love people like that.
Yeah, and I got to say, watching it, all I did was crave French fries, and I did buy French fries right after. So,
and people do.
Yes.
It was, you know, people joke, it's like, oh, was it hard to make? It's like, yes, it actually was. Just because, you know, you see a French fry and you're like, oh, I gotta have some, and you know, so I probably gained some poundage while editing that film.
And what is your favorite kind of French fry?
Oh, the classic question. You know, mine will always be my father's French fries. Again, going back to that memory, they're probably certainly like if you were to talk to a French fry connoisseur out there, which of course they do exist, they would be like, these are maybe the worst French fries ever. But, you know, they're just somewhat slightly undercooked. They, you know, they're not crispy and they're soggy. But I will, you know, I would eat them on my deathbed if I, you know, if I had the opportunity. But actually, the best fries probably in the city are still Balthazar French fries, if you must know what are actual good French fries.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, so delicious. What do you like to put on your French fries since we're on the top?
Well, it's funny, you know, the press release there says it's mayo. I don't know. I'm still kind of like a classic ketchup person. So, you know, it's the first one is definitely, ketchup. I will not put vinegar on my French fries, though, that's for sure. I think that's, I don't know what to think about that, actually.
I do like, what I do is I like mixing mayo and ketchup together and then dipping fries in that.
There you go. See, I'm game with that. I'll get on board with that one for sure.
And the rest,
You see,
sometimes branches up.
everybody has the opinion, though. That's the beautiful thing. You know, one of the I like a subject matter where everyone has an opinion, but it's not rooted in just sort of anger or whatever. It has just joyful, happy sort of disagreements, which was, you know, very sort of cathartic to be able to do that when we made this film.
And what about, you know, going to Tribeca and now the film coming out? What was your feeling about all of that when you found out all that was happening, you know, the film festival and all that?
You know, overwhelming and, you know, proud and happy. And, you know, I'm just, you know, for everybody that worked on it with me, you know, I've been working with, you know, everyone that worked on the film. We've been together for a really long time doing a lot of things around the world together. And I don't know, just proud and nervous and happy. And I'm just glad that people are finally going to be able to see it. And, you know, friends of mine can be stop asking me, you know, when can I see this film? So it's a relief, and, you know, it makes me really happy and proud.
Well, I'm very proud of you too. I mean, like I said, it was an amazing film. You had incredible people involved, and I just thought you did an amazing job, and I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you.
Of course, of course. And what's next for you?
Well, you know, I'm going to take it easy this summer. You know, I have, I don't know yet, to be honest with you. I don't have an answer for that one, unfortunately. You know, it's the kids are out of school today, last day. So I think I'm just going to enjoy this little ride here at Tribeca and then, you know, have a summer with the family. Non-COVID summer with the family, I think, is what's next for me.
And that's the best part, you know, non-COVID summer. I've been looking forward to this since last year.
The world has, indeed. So that's, I'm going to take full advantage as I can.
Yes, and I bet your kids are really happy and proud, too.
They are, you know. It's funny, my son, over the last year, has decided he doesn't like French fries. I don't know if it's just a little 9-year-old rebellious phase or what it is, but... you know, he used to love the Shake Shack French fries, and now he's just like, eh. I'm like, okay. But my daughter, she still loves them. So, but no, they, you know, they love watching stuff that I make and, you know, all the funny, weird, you know, animations and things that we're able to sort of play with. So they get a kick out of it.
And one thing I like to ask people that I interview is, tell me a fun, surprising fact about yourself.
I guess, I can talk for about 3.5 hours about the joys of the original Oreo. Might be one thing, or I can have extensive conversations about sort of the banal things like that. Might be something interesting or weird about me. Yeah, I don't know. That's a curveball question. But I'll go with that answer. I can write a dissertation about the Oreo. How about that?
I like it. That's one of my favorite cookies. French fries cookies, I think you're my new best friend.
Fantastic. Let's hang out when you come back to New York.
We will make it happen. And my last question I like to ask is, since we're a TV site as well, what are you watching on TV these days?
Well, you know, I'm resisting watching The Handmaid's Tale because I can't dive and deal with the traumatic sort of effects of watching that show. So what did I just finish watching? Okay. What is it? Now you asked me that question. Is it Being There with John or the HBO show?
Oh, yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
Not the John Lurie one, but I know this is probably recording, and but anyway. Well, I did watch the one with Kate Winslet on HBO, which I thought was pretty good. I don't know, nothing really exciting right now. I'm sorry. I'm so upset that I can't remember the title of that movie on or that show on HBO that it's kind of throwing me.
I I know what you're talking about. It's on the tip of my tongue too, but
I
yes,
know
it.
it's so frustrating because it's literally the best thing I've seen in like 10 years. It's the best show out there. Oh, it's crushing me. Oh, I will then say that animation Invincible on Amazon was just fantastic. And I'm not really a superhero person. Like I don't do the whole Marvel thing, but that is a really, really fun and kind of amazing show to watch. I've
Yes,
always
I
loved
love that
that.
one as well.
I also liked The Boys because I thought it was the most honest superhero movie made, or superhero, or what superheroes would probably be in real life.
Yes, I love that one as well. And I saw the new costume that's coming out for the next
Wait,
season.
a new what is coming out? A
A
new
new
cast member?
superhero costume that Jensen's going to be wearing. His
Oh,
character's going to be
wow.
wearing. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, that one made me really happy. Like, just because, again, I feel like if you're gonna really think of what a superhero is gonna be, that's probably the closest to reality. Complete narcissists, dangerous, like crazy people with, too much power. Probably not the most joyous thing to talk about when we're talking about French fries, but it's the truth.
I absolutely agree. And where can we follow you on social media so we can keep up with you?
Well, I have an Instagram account. That's about all I do. And it's Rome Rocker, ROMEROCKER. And that's because for most of my teen years in my 20s was a pretty extensive and prolific graffiti writer. Maybe that's the weird fact about me, that instead of the Oreo thing, you can talk about.
I will talk about it, yes. And thank you so much for taking the time today, my friend. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for doing it. I appreciate it.
Of course, good luck with everything, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you both. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.